Yeah, well, it was, you know, we had been together for like 5 years at
right.
the time. And when we started, we had just left A&M Records, and we had just signed a deal with Capitol Records.
Right.
And we had met David Foster, and the guy is brilliant, unbelievably brilliant producer. And, you know, MTV was, we were actually doing video. We were doing live video before MTV ever started. We used to go out on the road with televisions, and we had a video director guy, and we would record all this pre-recorded video before we'd go out on, especially on the Remote Control album, which was the one before Completion Backward Principle.
Right.
We had all this video pre-recorded, and we would, you know, like Quaalude would come on the screen. We have a big video screen behind us, and he would come on and start yelling at me on, you know, as I was doing another character on stage, and then I would talk back to the pre-recorded video, and then he would talk to me. It was all completely choreographed, you know, thanks to Kenny Ortega,
right.
who was our choreographer and director. And so when MTV started, we just kind of went, oh, well, this is perfect. I mean, this is
yeah.
right down our alley, you know. And we went to them, and the first thing they did when they realized, you know, what they had, they said, well, we want you to do a whole hour. That's when we did the Tubes show. We did an hour-long video. Instead of just doing one, we did an hour-long video for MTV and did most of the songs on the Completion Backward Principle. And then some other ones. We did Bondage and a bunch of other songs that we included, and MTV kind of like chopped it up into different single video, and they played the whole thing. They just, I mean, MTV was perfect for us.
Yeah.
And you know, in fact, I used to be a guest VJ on MTV, and they would fly me out to New York, and I would, you know, sit there with Mark Goodman and Alan
nice.
and Nina Blackwood and you know, and be a VJ. And they actually even offered me a job at one point. They said, we want you to be a VJ. And this was, gosh, this has to be like 84, 83, 84, something
right.
like that. And
wow.
But they said, you have to move to New York. And I said, couldn't we do like MTV in San Francisco? I'll do that. That would be great.
Yeah.
But I don't want to move to New York. And so I ended up turning them down because I didn't want to move to New York City, and I didn't want to commute back and forth. And we were right in the heyday of the Tubes. So we were touring all the time and going all over the world. And I mean, I remember one time I was in the Baja 500, the off-road race, the Baja 500.
Right.
And I was racing. It was a charity thing, and there was a bunch of celebrities racing for charity. I think it was for Mothers Against Drunk Driving, for MAD. And we were sponsored by Nissan, and this guy, Jim Connor, his name was Jim Connor Racing, and he was a Nissan guy. So he supplied Nissan mini trucks for all of these celebrities. There was Chuck Norris and Steve Lukather and myself and about five or six celebrities. Ben Davidson. Oh, I mean, he couldn't even get in the car. He was so gigantic. And then, you know, Chuck Norris in like the first 5 miles, he was going so fast, you know, out in the desert with, you know, bad roads in the desert. Chuck ripped the entire front of his car off within about 10 miles of the start.
Wow.
And that's it. He ripped the whole front axle and front end off the truck. And I mean, the whole thing with the Baja 500 is, or those off-road races, is attrition. You know, you got to baby your car to make it 500 miles on this horrible road. And so I won the Baja 500 in my class, which was, I think it was class seven, which meant unmodified mini truck. So we had like a stock Nissan mini truck, and I won my class. And they flew me and the truck to New York City, and I did a guest VJ spot on MTV with the truck in the studio.
Oh, wow.
The truck I drove sitting there. And I'm wearing my racing suit and helmet, and oh, MTV was cool. I liked it. It was it changed a lot of people's careers, I'll tell you.
Yeah,
I mean,
did.
Duran.
Yeah.
I mean, without MTV, forget about it. But they became huge on MTV.